This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and this afternoon we're talking to Nick Stranks at the Sculpture Workshop at the ANU. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hi, Neil. Welcome to the ANU. Welcome to the Sculpture Workshop. And we're here to talk a little bit about public art and the bronze that I've been working on, the dog on the tucker box.
Exactly. And thanks for making some time in your busy media schedule to fit us in.
Look, it's been interesting how much outreach and how much interest the dog project has generated, and I think it surprised everybody about the extent and the amount of media coverage that it's actually reached. Or
this is in terms of hits for the ANU, I guess.
Well, it was really interesting that we've just got some statistics today and metrics, and it's reached over 2 million people through the news media. So and that doesn't count social media. So I was really interested that A, people collect that sort of data, but also surprised at how far reaching that information is as well.
Yeah. So can you tell us a bit about how the whole project started out?
Look, I was approached by the Cootamundra and Gundagai Regional Council and asked if I'd like to be involved in a project to restore a bronze work. Initially I wasn't told what the work was, but if I'd be interested in having a look at a public artwork that had been damaged. And I actually guessed that it probably was the dog.
Yep.
I already had a heads up that that might be coming.
Yeah.
And they contacted me, and I said, look, I'd be really interested. I needed to have a look at a couple of photos of it first, just to see what we might be up for and whether we had the capacity at the time to do it. So they sent me through a couple of photos. Their facilities manager did that, and I had a look at those and thought, right, look, we could fix this, and we could. It was a project that was worthwhile getting involved with and getting the ANU involved with. So we agreed to it, but on the proviso that they could send the dog to us at the studio, because it was much easier for me to work
in the facility here
at the ANU than it was to try and work on site.
So just going down the metallurgical path for a second here, I know that it was made of gunmetal. Did you know that, or was it something you had to find out?
Look, I probably suspected it because of the age of the work. So gunmetal was the type of metal that was predominantly cast in the early part of this century.
I guess it was a case of what foundries could lay their hands on as much as anything.
Well, it was available, and silicon metal, which is the type of metal that's used for common sculptures now, was developed in the 80s. So it's a relatively new material. So the reason why we as founders and foundry operators enjoy using silicon metal, or prefer to, is because it's easily welded, it takes colour very well, and it flows really nicely. Whereas the traditional gunmetal, which is an alloy, it doesn't like a lot of those things. It doesn't like to flow very far, it doesn't like to take on colour, and it's actually very hard to join. You basically have to braze it, you can't weld it very easily.
Uh-huh. Because I understand it's mainly copper, but there's a bit of tin and a small amount of zinc, and you'd think it would be red, but it's not. It's sort of grey-blue, isn't it?
It will be once it's tarnished. So if you cut into that metal, it will be that traditional sort of bronzy colour.
Uh-huh.
But it depending on the environment that it's exposed to, will change that and affect that. And that's what's described as the patina. So if it was in Europe and we had acid rain and those sort of things in the environment, that work would be going to that traditional verdigris, blue-green colour. Whereas in Canberra, we have a very dry environment. There's not a lot of environmental impact from pollution. So it would go a brown sort of colour.
Okay, yeah. So I guess the Cootamundra Gundagai Council and other areas now probably appreciate the need to actually have a maintenance schedule for artworks like this.
Well, I think, you know, out of this sort of project, they understand the value of the work that they have. So I think probably traditionally a lot of councils had a monument or a piece of work or sculpture that might have been in a public space or in a street or somewhere. It's been there for, you know, 20, 50, 95 years, and they don't actually appreciate the value of that work until something happens to it, or until it's damaged, or until it's stolen. And, you know, something like this with the dog that had been damaged, they realise that there is actually a significant value, not just a monetary value, but the community and, you know, as an iconic piece of Australiana, it has a significant value. So there is a need to support and finance and find the right people who can maintain and restore those works.
Yeah, I had wondered that about Canberra as well, with the Percent for Art program being a great idea, but did they actually put some aside for maintenance as well?
Well, I think probably it was underestimated how much maintenance a significant collection would need. Canberra does have an amazing collection of public art, and a really diverse collection of public art, both in public spaces and private places, and also in interior and exterior works. So, and the materials that are involved in those public artworks are really diverse as well. Mm. A lot of artists aren't always aware when they're combining materials that they do affect each other, and there could be problems in the future with their conservation and how they might be repaired or maintained.
Yeah. I had wondered that, looking at the ones in the Curtin Plaza, for example. Matthew Harding put a big project together. It must have been early in the 2000s now, the bird sculptures. Some are looking good, some need repair, and it's not obvious whether authorities are actually doing that.
Yeah, look, there was a dedicated group that I knew that were doing those, you know, probably in the 80s and 90s. I think now it is contracted out, but there is also concentrated efforts on works when they are identified as being damaged, and that is put out either to tender, or there are preferred people that they have working for them to work and repair, to work for problematic works.
Yep, okay. That's good to know. And just as an aside, what's happening with your work at the moment? Are you doing anything in particular?
Look, it's really busy here at the school at the moment in that we have an undergraduate program that are used in the foundry. So we have about 15 students that are currently working in the foundry casting their work, and their work will be cast on Friday. So it was a balancing act with restoring the dog and the teaching program. But also I'm involved with a number of other artists working with commissioned works in public institutions. So one of the major collecting institutions here in Canberra, we're right at the start looking at and assessing and evaluating some projects and some works to go as into the public sphere. So that work's just in discussion stage at the moment. It's been locked in, but we can't reveal many of the details. A lot of the projects that I'm involved with are involving national institutions or unveiling, so you can't really publicly speak about them until they are unveiled. We've got a large public artwork that's about to be unveiled in Western Canberra, one of the western suburbs out there. So in the next few weeks, that will be unveiled. So that'll be a significant work. But on a personal front, I'm always making my own work as well. So I really enjoy making my own work, and my own research is important. So I've just come back from a residency in Canada, just had a show in Manuka with my partner, Isabel Rayson, and we're also working towards another show and trying to maybe even move the show that we had at the Contemporary Art Space into some other areas and expose that to other areas as well.
That's terrific. Well, thank you for your time this afternoon, Nick. We'll look forward to seeing those unveiling soon.
It's been really enjoyable to talk to you, and welcome you to the school.
Thank you very much.